that attaches to the spokes, and then they attach to the hub in there.
Uh-huh.
But this is the part I mean, this little wooden part right in here.
That wooden part.
Do you have a word for that?
Let me see.
Right in there. Next to the iron part.
Let me see.
Oh, let me see. I don't have any for that, maybe.
No, I haven't studied that.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That,
that's
I mean, not many people had it. You might not have ever called that anything.
That's
so
right.
I sure wouldn't have. Well, how about if you were carrying wood, you'd somewhere in a wagon or something, you'd say you're doing what?
Carrying.
You wouldn't say I'm carrying wood.
Hauling.
Hauling? Okay. And let me see. If you had some stumps in your field, after you'd have them, you'd dig them up and everything, and then you might get the horses and attach a chain to them and have the horses what?
Carry them to the side where they can be burned.
Yeah, okay. Or instead of carrying them out, you might say that you pull them out, or what else might you say?
And throw them out.
Okay. Or would you ever say drag them out?
Drag, yeah, that'd be better.
Okay, okay. Well, that's the word I was looking for. And I might, you might ask me, have you ever, what, any stumps out of the field?
Have you ever shrug in it out of the field?
Okay. And I might say, yes, one time I, what?
One time I dragged some out.
Okay. And let me see. If you were going to, well, when you go to plant, first of all, you've got to do what? Turn up the soil.
Yeah, you got to go out.
What do you use?
Bed it up.
Well, first of all,
you got to
use a what?
Turn plow.
That's what I want. A plow, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then after you plow, you've got to break up that dirt some. What
yes.
do you use for that?
Got to break up that dirt some. You got to have a ton plowed in, I reckon. I don't know.
Well, I was thinking of after you've used a turn plow, then what would you do next?
Make the rows. If we had to plant some, I would make the rows with the little turn plow, turn the little dirt up, make the rows. Then I'd have to go back over that and smooth that row off.
Okay,
right.
What would you use for that?
I don't know. Let me see.
Did you ever hear a harrow?
Harrow, yeah, my daddy had one.
Okay, I thought he might have. Then, if you were sawing wood, you might put it on top of a thing, you know, with a wooden thing that had a legs that came up like that and then a bar across the top. Might have a couple of those and you could set the wood down on it.
It's just a saw wood.
Uh-huh. You'd set your board down on top of those two things. You know what I'm talking about?
To saw it in two.
Uh-huh. Maybe, yeah.
It would I don't know what I called it.
That thing that, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? It looks kind of like
Kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would look like a... Some people make something like that sometimes and put the curls on horses.
Horses. That's what they call it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.